Parshas Emor contains the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. And we're in Sfiras Omer, so it's a good topic to talk about. There is a somewhat well-known Mishnah Berurah in the laws of Sfiras Omer. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah together. It's in Siman Tav Pei Tes Gimel, and we'll see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Uchimiduma debeyunaseinu, in our country, he's talking in Ashkenaz, lo nahagin nishay klal lispor. He says, apparently the minhag of women in Europe was not to count Sfira at all with a bracha. Because of the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, and the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo writes, and if they are going to count, it should not be with a bracha, because certainly they will miss a day. Why? I'm not exactly sure what the implication is, why they'll miss a day. Probably because either women are not, davening with a minyan, they're not usually going to be davening, at night, and therefore, if they're not necessarily kavua, they do not have WhatsApp, reminders, and they didn't have emails and maizman and things like that, and if they don't have a set schedule, so then there's a chance they're going to forget. And if that's the case, yitu biyomecha, they're going to make a mistake. V'gamal pirov, einam yodim perishamilas. And also, sometimes women don't know the perishamilim. I'm not sure why exactly that should make a difference to it. But again, he says, don't make a bracha, because they're going to make a mistake. What's the implication of the Mishnah Berurah? What's the Mishnah Berurah saying? Well, according to many Achronim who discuss this Mishnah Berurah, we're going to discuss tonight about five or six cases that are nafka minas for this Mishnah Berurah. The implication seems to be what the Chidah is writing here in the Morav Etzba in Klal Zayin. The Chidah writes, Yizdarez v'yasa simanu shal yishkach laila echas k'shein amona b'sibor. You need to be very careful to make a device, some way to remember, not to forget, when you're not going to be counting with the tzibur. De'afshar sheyishkach gam b'yom, you'll forget that day, v'lo yuchal od l'spor b'bracha, and you won't be able to count with the bracha. Then he says, u'leman d'amar, according to the opinion that holds that Sfiras Omer is one mitzvah, going from 1 to 49, not each mitzvah its own day, hayu kol ha'brachos melelu she'avru levatala u'bita mitzvah saseh. Wow. The Chidah is saying that if you make it to night 27, and then on night 28, you skip, and you're out, and you forget, then all the other brachos you made, 1 to 27, are now lemafreya, retroactively levatala. They all go back and they're bad, because I did not fulfill the entirety of the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. This is assuming the sheet of the Bahag. A quick review for something that we know, but don't think about except once a year during Sfira. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim, and the Bahag, what is the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer? Is it one mitzvah each night, or is it one entire mitzvah over what 49 days? The Bahag holds it's one mitzvah over 49 days. He is a minority opinion, a far minority opinion, but nevertheless, for a reason that is not clear to everybody, the Shulchan Aruch says we need to be choshish, we need to be concerned for the opinion of the Bahag, and therefore if you miss one day without counting, then you don't count the rest of the bracha, because maybe the halacha is like the Bahag, and maybe there's no more mitzvah anymore to count sphere at all, and because of that opinion, we wouldn't want to make a bracha of atal and violate the third commandment, and therefore we don't count forward without a bracha. This is something we all know and we're all sensitive to. But he's saying, according to the Bahag, which apparently we are careful for, all those previous brachas I made on all the previous nights of Sfira are now retroactively levatala because I'm not fulfilling the entirety of the mitzvah of Sfira. Now, there are Rishonim who would seem to disagree with that approach. Look here at the Ritva. The Ritva in Maseches Chulin and Daf Kufvav. Kufvav in Maseches Chulin is the entirety of the sugya of Netilas Adayim, of washing on bread. It's all there on that page. So the Ritva there discusses some halachas of Netilas Adayim. And the Ritva says, V'hanota yadav la'achila. When you wash your hands for bread, yivarach al netilas adayim, v'achakach nimlach, and then let's say I decided no, carbs are not good for me, I don't want to have this pizza, I don't want to have this bagel, I'm not actually going to eat. So he says, v'lo achal achshav emakach klum. So the Ritva says, fine, so talk and go about your business and, have a cucumber, celery, and that's fine, you don't have to have any bread. Vein mechayvin oso leachol. I don't make you eat just because you wash until sadayim. Kadesh lo teheb birchas levatala. And we're going to say now, well, I didn't take a bite of the bagel, so now the bracha until sadayim is now lemafreya retroactively levatala. Da mekevin shenata yadav gamra le birchas natila shaleahu mevarech. No. The bracha is not levatala. Did I not wash my hands? Did I not do netila sadayim? Then certainly the bracha of Antil Sinaim, says the Ritva, is a good bracha. And at that time, My intention was to eat. I didn't just go wash my hands for fun and make a bracha on it. When I did the mitzvah that time, my kavana was emes. It was true. I did want to eat. So I changed my mind. We don't retroactively go back and say, oh, the bracha you made before until this time is now levatala. That's not how it works, because at that time my intentions were right. So that seems to be a good indication against the chida and what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. That it's not the case. If I did a mitzvah the right way, and the whole time I was making brachas, and then something came and slipped me up, then therefore now I can't continue the mitzvah, all the other brachas are not levatala at all. This is not exactly the same thing. But when a person forgets Yal V'Yavo in davening, and they have to now go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei, we don't say that your brachas were levatala. We don't say levatala. We say that you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kedushas Hayom, and therefore you need to go do Shemoneh Esrei again. But the brachas you said weren't bad, they were said b'kavana for the right intentions in the right way. You just happen to miss out on an important part, and therefore you have to go say the whole thing again. There is a Tosis in Ksuvah Saf Ayin Beis. Tosis says that there is no bracha when a woman counts Shiva Nikiyam. When a woman counts 7 clean days before going to the mikvah, we don't make a bracha. Why, says Tosos, do we not make a bracha if we count Sviras HaOmer? Why don't we count Sviras Zayin Nikiyam? So Tosos says, because what's going to happen? On day 4, she may see something, she may see some blood, it's going to uproot everything she did, and therefore, all the brachos that she made on days 1 through 2, 3, those things are going to be levatala, because it turns out the whole thing was no good. So apparently Tosis understands that there's a chashash that if the mitzvah will be ruined, you don't make a bracha on it. Why? What's the difference? Why? What's the difference between Tosis is talking about Zayin Nikiyam and counting Sfira?
By Zofa, by Nida, the whole thing is slowed up. There's nothing whatsoever. You got to start from zero.
Yes.
By Sfira, the first 25 days, you count.
Exactly. Yes, we're both counting. They're both counts. But the difference is that if I forget to make a bracha during Sfiras HaOmer, on the days I did count, it was the correct chalos of Sfira. I did count Sfira correctly. Today is that day of Sfira, because it was the 27th day of the Omer, whether or not I was there. The world was observing the 27th day of the Omer, and therefore my bracha was correct. But by Zayin Nikiyam, that's not the case. I need to have 7 days of Lavona, 7 days of white, and not seeing anything. And therefore, if it turns out on day 5 I saw blood, then all the other 5 days were not Zayin Nikiyam. They were not under the rubric of 7 days of Nikiyam. Yeah?
It's one mitzvah. We count 7 days as one mitzvah.
It's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah.
So you make a bracha in the beginning and after Melsik, then yeah.
That what? Oh, you mean?
It's one mitzvah. Or you make a bracha every day. Make a bracha in the beginning of the Zayin Nikiyam and after Melsik.
But what if you are Melsik, though? What if something happens then?
No, but I'm saying, why is each day a bracha? Why isn't the whole thing one bracha?
Oh, this is just like the Bahag. Fine, either way. Either way, even if we were going to go like the Bahag, there's a reasoning and say you should have one bracha in the beginning of Shiv Nikiyam, and that should get us to the 7, but then, even so, if I see something, if a woman sees something on day 5, then the bracha on day 1 is still going to be Levatala, according to Tosos. Same issue, even if it's one every day or one before.
Is it best to make a bracha when it counts the years of the Obel?
Yes, I think Sanhedrin does, yeah.
Yeah.
So based on this Mishnah Berurah, the Poskim discuss different cases where a person is aware that they will certainly miss a day during Sfira. That's what I want to talk about tonight. Let's say you know for sure that out of question, you're going to miss a day of Sfira. We're going to talk about those cases in a moment. Maybe you shouldn't even begin on the second night of Pesach to count at all, because I know it's not going to be Tmimus. I know I'm going to mess up. The reason we don't make a brach when missing day of Sfira is because of that sheet of the Bahag. So why don't I just, cut it off at the beginning, nip it in the bud, and I shouldn't be counting the bracha at the beginning, because I know something's going to come up that's going to ruin it. Let's talk about...
But so, how you can forget, because you can do it by yachid.
Yeah.
How you can forget it? You can do it at home.
We're going to go to cases. Good. We're going to go through some cases.
You're
what? You're good. We'll talk about datelines, things like that. What if the person is... Let's say the person knows that he's always very busy. He never downloads with the minyan. I forget all the time. I'm a big shlemazel and a shlemiel, and nothing ever goes right. I've been trying to count the sphere for 60 years, and 60 out of 60, I never made it. I just can't do it. It's not for me. So no reason to expect the 61st year is going to be any different. So let's say we should tell the guy, you never down with a minion, you never get it right, you always forget, you know, you don't have a smartphone to get reminders, you know, nothing's going to happen. So maybe this guy shouldn't count. So comes the Mishnas Yaakov in Siman Tov Peites, and he says that such a person should not begin counting Sfira with a bracha, because he knows that he always forgets. He should always have someone else say the bracha on his behalf. That's what he should do. Every night, if he remembers, he should find a Jew to make the bracha with him, and he'll be motzi him, and he'll say it on his behalf, and on the days he doesn't down with a minion, he should count without a bracha. Comes Rosh Shlomo Kluger in his Kinas Sofrim, and he explains that the Torah says, Sheva Shabbosos Timimos Tihiyena, right? What does that mean? 7 complete weeks it will be. The Lashon implies there's a mitzvah on the person to make sure that the counting is complete. You should make sure that there are Sheva Shabbosos Timimos. If the Torah would have said, Sheva Shabbosos Timimos Yihiyu, not Tihiyena, but Yihiyu, that would imply that they will be complete. There will be 7 complete weeks. Not that you should make it 7 complete weeks, but there must be 7 complete weeks. And that anything less than 7 complete weeks is not the mitzvah. Tihiyena, says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, means that we're trying to make them complete, and as long as you are striving and doing your best, it's a good mitzvah, she was also, and you're trying, and you want to make them complete, then that counts to make it with a bracha, and there's nothing lacking in Sfiras HaOmer. That's what he says. It doesn't say Tihiyu, it will be. It says Tihiyena, you shall make it be. Meaning it's up to you to make it. And if it doesn't work out, Tihiyena, it's on you that you tried your best. Rav Bezalel Stern, who's the Rav in Australia, Melbourne, Australia, so he writes in Chelek Hei that in the Bezalel Chachma, and he questions the logic. He says, he doesn't think Rosh Shlomo Kluger's diktuk is correct. He says the difference between Yihiyu and Tihiyena is just Lashon Zachar, Lashon Nekeva. That's how he argues. It's not an issue. It's a male-female issue. It's not really the same issue of it was and it will be. Nevertheless, he does agree that a person who is easily distracted should count with a bracha. And Rav Asher Weiss says the same thing in the Torah journal Darchei Hora, Chelek Hei, that his kol put out. The same thing as well, that even a big shlemiel and a shlemazel should certainly count with a bracha as well, even if they know they're going to mess up. Next, what if a person, lo aleinu, is close to dying? And they know, you know, by all accounts, they're not going to make it to the end of Sfira, the doctors is not going to happen, should they start counting with a bracha if they know they're not going to make it? So the Sefer Morva Olos says that there's no issue for such a person counting with a bracha, and he says that in all likelihood, I don't know why he assumes this, but he says in all likelihood, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva knew that there was a plague going on, and that at a certain point, probably you imagine like by day like 28, you know, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva saw there was something going on. You're going to tell me they stopped counting Sfira? You know, it doesn't seem to make any sense. That's argument number 2. And he says that the Gemara Megillah Daf Hei says we're not Makdin Perunusa. We don't kind of like intuit or try to bring forward bad things. So why would we plan on this person dying for him not to make a bracha? The Yad Yitzchak in Chelek Beis, Simon Memche says that for the dying person, his count will be Tamimus for him. It will be Tamimus. For your life, that was Tamimus. That you did what you could. And it wouldn't be a problem as well. Tamimus means, says the Yad Yitzchak, that there shouldn't be a hefsek in the middle. That's what it means. That it shouldn't go 1 to 7, and then, you know, 9 to the rest. That tamimus means you made it all as much as you could. And finally, he says, we have a chazaka that einat tzibur meisim. We have a chazaka that people remain alive. We don't go around assuming that people die. We assume the person is alive until we're proven otherwise. And this is the understanding of the Avin Yikra, the Agal Yaakov, or Achaim, and Simon Samachdal, and Ruvad Yosef, Yibi Omer, Chelak Aleph, Yerodea, in Simon Chaf Aleph. The Betzela Chachma wants to argue in that Shuvan Chelak Hei that the Cholim Mesukun should count with a bracha as well, as does the Rav Asher Weiss in his in the Kovet Darkei Hora. Next case. What about someone who's undergoing a medical procedure and they will be out for 24 hours? There's no way they're going to be up and about. They're going to be out for 24 hours. Should they count? If they know they're going to have a procedure in 2 weeks, what should they do? In a very unclear tshuva, Yitzhak Zilberstein writes in Aleinu L'Shabeach, in Shmos, in Siman Chaf Aleph, in Siman Ayin Aleph, that he should count Sfira from the beginning without a bracha. And he bases it on our Mishnah Brura. This is the Shita of the Shraga HaMeir Chelek Vav, the Mishnas Yosef Chelakei, Rav Yosef Lieberman, who's the Rosh Kol in Sadigura in his Shuvas in Chelakei, says the same thing. If you know you're going to the hospital for a long-term stay and you're not going to be able to do it for 24 hours, you don't count with a bracha from the beginning. However, the overwhelming majority of poskim say that a person undergoing medical procedures should certainly count from the beginning of Sfira with a bracha. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Halicha Shlomo, Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher and Halichos Evin Yisrael, Rav Ben Sion Abba Shul and Orlet Sion says we're not concerned about the case of Ones, where it's out of your control. The Kinyan Torah Bahalacha, Rav Yashav, in a number of places, said the same thing as well. Almost all the Rishonim understand a person can count Sfira with a bracha even when he misses a day. So, like, we're going to be machmer on top of the bahag, on top of the bahag, on top of the bahag. It seems to be an extra chumrah. Rav Vazner in the codes of Beis Levi, Rav Asher Weiss as well, and the Rav Yosef Rhein.
So, if it's an
edus,
then afterward, can you continue counting with the
process? No. No. But you don't either, until that point, you would be fine. Now, let's get to the international dateline. Let's say you are traveling west over the international dateline, and now, when you're traveling west, there is a chance that
you
east
or west.
What? Meaning towards California, in that direction. Yeah, from, Tokyo. Yes, so you're traveling in the towards the Japan-California area. So you know you're going to miss a day, you have a trip, whatever it may be. What do you do? So the Betzal HaChachma, the Betzal Stern in Melbourne, Australia.
You're going to miss, you're discounting it at night, but you could probably count. During the next day.
No, it's possible to miss.
You're in the calendar.
How
would that happen?
You can miss 24 hours.
You're missing the calendar.
But it will always, I mean, even if you're looking out the window and you cross the dateline, it's the next day. If it's light out, so you just count with.
Yeah, you're right. You're missing it on the calendar. You don't miss it.
Yeah, meaning
you're missing
it
on the calendar.
I counted Sfira that night.
So let's say you left like right now.
Yeah, I counted tonight. So I counted 27, right?
Right?
So if I left right now, by the time I would get to the place where it would be technically, it would be 24 hours later for me to count 28, it would already be 29. It would be the next day there already.
Can count on the plane.
On the what?
Can count on the plane.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it depends where you are. You have to know where you are on the plane. So
yeah, you can do it on the plane.
Very specific.
Yeah, Lubav Shabi has a letter about this.
Yeah, where he says you have to see the Shkia to count the next day.
Uh-huh.
But he also holds you continue counting what you're up to.
Regardless.
Exactly.
Great.
Shavuos a day earlier or a day later.
Ah, you have to hold Shavuos about. You have to hold Shavuos according to your count.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He says Lubav Shabi says you have to hold Shavuos according to your count. So.
Or you hold Shavuos.
Yeah. So Rav Betzal Stern says that you should begin counting Sfira with a bracha, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says the same thing. Halicha Shlomo, Chuas Van Argos, Rav Sternbach, and Chela Gimel says that we essentially agree that Sfira is a separate mitzvah each night. Meaning, it's like we all agree that we don't follow the Bahag, but we kind of are worried about the Bahag, but we do. So in all intents and purposes, when there's a reason to not follow the Bahag, there's a push to not have to be machmer like that, so we're not. And the proof is that we make a bracha every single night. And as long as you're still within the category of tamimus, you have to make a bracha. And this is the opinion of the Sefer Tarech Yisrael, which is all about the dateline, Simon Chaf Gimel. The Masoros Moshe Chelik Beis, or Achayim, so that's the Rabbi Tendler's journal, from everything from Mordechai Tendler's journal from his grandfather, all the things that he saw by Rav Moshe Feinstein. He said that Rav Moshe told someone who was losing a day due to crossing the international dateline that it's a big suffix. And therefore, he should only continue counting with a bracha, just in general about it. He should only continue counting without a bracha. It's a big suffix. He said, I'm not sure. Rav Moshe said, like, I don't know what to do about this, but you should just continue counting without a bracha. The Madane Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, says that Rav Shlomo Zalman also felt that if a person traveled over the international dateline, they have lost a day, they would continue counting without a bracha. Rav Meir Braunsdorfer held the same thing as well. The last shaila would be, the last shaila would be is if it is the 49th day of Yomer and it's Erev Shavuos, should an Onen count that last day? It's the last 49th day and the person's an Onen. Should they count that day? What's the question over here? The Noda Behuda has a tshuva in Madura Kama in Orachaim Simen Chav Zayin. And he says when it comes to Sfira and Aninus, you may lose the entire mitzvah and not just one mitzvah on the aninus. Meaning, and because of this, if the person should count sphere without a bracha at night, and not lose the mitzvah for the rest of the omer. Meaning, it's one thing to lose a mitzvah in one day, but if by not doing a mitzvah in one day, you're going to lose a whole mitzvah overall, says Nod Yehuda, it's not so pashut that maybe you shouldn't count. So the Abiya Omer in Chelek Gimel brings Chuvas, he argues with Nod Yehuda, he seems to hold against the Yehuda, and he feels that one should not make a brach for the rest of the sfira, because he missed a day. If the person's an onain, unless they had somebody else taking care of the kfur for them, and they were doing nothing, they mamish like, we're not an onain kahalach in any way. The Bir Halacha writes that if you count during the day after the Kfura, you can definitely count the rest of Sfira with a Bracha. And he says the Nod Yehuda is correct in Sfara. And you can add that the Inyan of Sfira being one long mitzvah is a machlokas in the first place. And therefore he says, you know, if you miss, if you can count, you know, even Sfira in that case. Rosh Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo Halicha Shlomo has a suffix whether the Onain should count with a Bracha on the 49th day. Why? Because if I count with a bracha on the 49th day, I will be mahader in all the previous days. Meaning, I'm at the end zone. I'm right there. And now, I'm not going to count the last day with a bracha. If I count it with a bracha, it's a great hiddur in the mitzvah that all the other 48 days beforehand are now going to be kadas v'kadin. I'm going to do the mitzvah b'shleimusa and have everything. And in addition, he says, he doesn't understand why the Nod Yehuda is choshesh for losing the mitzvah in light of a bracha levatala in the future. And Shlomo Zalman is not exactly sure what to do over here. It leads to a different suffix about, let's say, somebody who's not from, and he's in shul for Pesach. Oh, we're going to count sphere tonight. The guy's not going to count sphere again afterwards. Do you push him to do it? That's also a discussion as well. So those are the different nafkaminas. Yeah.
Why if an Onan is 49 different than
40? Because there you'll say, well, If I'm not going to get 41 to 49, so then whatever, you know, I'm not going to have the whole thing. But now I'm right there to be mahader lefi the bahag, the whole thing, but with a bracha.
But if he's only going to miss day 40,
then
he could keep going 40.
Oh no, correct. Meaning within the machlokas of Nod Yehuda, there's what to discuss. Mm-hmm. Rosh Hashanah wants to know that even according to the machmirim, mm-hmm. on day 49, maybe we should say that because of the hiddur of having everything up until this point being under the mitzvah of the bag, maybe you should count with a bracha. That's his concern. Now, ready for this? Here, ready for the curveball? The Mishnah Berura quoted the Shulchan Shlomo, right? That's the source of all of this discussion of the Shulchan Shlomo. Let's read what Rosh Shlomo Mirkas writes in the Shulchan Shlomo in Siman Taf Beit Tes. Let's read what the Mishnah Berura is quoting from. Ready? He says as follows. Noshim peturus misfiras omer. Women are exempt from counting sphira. Venerally, da'al kolpanim, nevertheless, lo yivarchu, women should not count sphira with a bracha. Da bevada yitu b'yomechad, because they will certainly, most likely, make a mistake on one of the days. Velo yodin hadin, and they will not know the halacha of what? Not counting anymore with a bracha. Ve'odah eina mevina mahi sofer, so they won't understand exactly what they're counting. Meaning, this is not exactly as people understood the Mishnah to mean. Look at what the Shulchan Shlomo is saying. He's not saying that everything lemafreya will not be good. That's not what the Shulchan Shlomo says. He's saying that the meaning of women was to not count with a bracha because they may miss a day and not know the famous din about continuing to count without a bracha, and then by mistake they'll continue to count sphir with a bracha and they're not supposed to. That's very different. And that uproots every single thing we said until this point. Meaning all of these diyunim, we're assuming that the Mishnah Berurah's whole issue is that everything from the backwards, everything retroactively is not going to be good. But that's not the issue, says the Shulchan Shlomo. The Shulchan Shlomo says the issue is that the woman's not going to know the halacha, and she's going to continue forward counting with the brach when she's not supposed to. In light of this, Rav Ozner writes in the Sheir Halevi in Chelek Tes, in Simen Kuf Lam Ches, that there's no such concept of not counting Sfira because they might miss a day in the future and the Mafrei will go back. He says it's not a thing. It's not what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. It's not what the Shulchan Shlomo is saying. It's not a Shita. Okay, there's the Chida and the Moru Etzba, but like that's not how we pass on the Halacha. He says it's not a concept. The concern was that a woman wouldn't know the din, that she wouldn't continue counting with the Bracha. Rav Sternbach in the Chuvas Hanagas Chelek Gimel also rejects this idea that women shouldn't count with the bracha as long as the woman has been counting sphira, and with the bracha she should continue. The Tarach Yisrael says in the name of Rav Shmuel Felder from Lakewood that the Shulchan Shlomit was not saying that someone who will miss a day cannot count Sfira. It's clear what he's saying. This is pointed out by Rav Mordechai Halperin in the Torah Journal Beis Aharon VeYisrael, Rav Asher Weiss as well in the Kovetz Arach HaHora, that someone's allowed to count Sfira with a bracha even if they know they're going to miss a day and have to continue counting without a bracha. And because of we looking up the Shulchan Shlomo and seeing the Shulchan Shlomo inside, Rav Nissen Karelitz, Rav Nissen Kaplan both say that it's not correct to use the Mishabur as a proof in the discussion of should I count or not count with the bracha, lest something be uprooted retroactively. Because that's not what the Shulchan Shlomo is saying. And therefore, all the lamdas and the chakiras kind of fall away greatly because it's not a shita really amongst the poskim that I don't start because it might uproot it when it comes to Sfira.
Couldn't you just say that the Mishnah was going to that shita on its own without reference to the Shulchan Shlomo?
Because of the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, I don't know. Maybe it comes to its own
and just citing that as a proof.
Could be. I don't know. Not
there. Somebody crosses the baseline.
Yeah.
Right? So, and he's going to come back